From Cherry Hill Publishing, The Book of Obeah by Sandra Carrington Smith. Read by Dave Fenoy. There will come a time when powerful signs herald a crossroads for humanity. Events affecting one part of the earth will instantly be known to the rest of the world and shall be recognized by a chosen few as the prophesied signs. Consequences of action and inaction will be apparent. Cause and effect manifesting faster as the cycle draws towards conclusion. Inequities and imbalance will be painfully evident on individual, regional, and global levels. Feelings of isolation, disconnection, and confusion will be widespread. Few will express these feelings, most choosing to mindlessly walk through their daily tasks, numbing themselves in countless ways. Hardships will flood the vast majority of people from every direction, creating a rising sea of anxiety. This will be reflected in Mother Earth being out of balance, with cataclysmic events taking place more regularly and more intensely as she strives to attain equilibrium. A long-ago gathering of elders who revered and held sacred our connection to Mother Earth foresaw the time of this crossroads. A divinely inspired plan was conceived to counteract this state of imbalance, to be put into place at this crucial time. Over a preordained period, four distinct, devastating conflicts among societies throughout history will be confronted, one at a time, so as to heal suffering at the core, bringing about a state of wellness and balance. The prophetic elders knew they must protect this knowledge, for there would always be those who would seek to maintain control of the power. The elders' descendants became protectors of this ancient wisdom tradition, sometimes knowingly, sometimes not, with their lives intrinsically entwined in the guardianship of the sacred prophecy. The painful disparities of the past and present must be exhumed to be honored and healed. Accountability will be imperative once a shift toward stability is initiated. The fate of all rests with a universal awakening. Translation of Choctaw Tribal Shaman Proclamation, Bayou Lacombe, Louisiana, circa 1878.